All right, next up, and hopefully he is online here, we have to discuss with us tonight our credentials is Frank Welty.
And I am here.
And you am here. All
I
right,
am
we'll
here. Yes.
go ahead and
All right.
speak to
Shall
us
we
about
begin then?
credentials then.
Very good. Here is the California Council of the Blind 2022 Credentials Committee report. All right. Chapter or affiliate, ACB Capital Chapter. President, Regina Brink. Number of home chapter members, 42. Number of votes, 8. Delegate, Joni Patchy. Alternate delegate, Joe Green. Nominating committee representative, Joni Patchy. And then active blind Inland Valleys chapter, president, Christy Crespin. Number of home chapter members, 14. Number of votes, 5. Delegate, Linda Samolsky. Alternate delegate, Laura Hernandez. Nominating committee representative, Linda Samolsky. Chapter or affiliate, Bayou chapter, president, Patricia Nash. Number of home chapter members, 33. Number of votes, 7. Delegate, Patricia Nash. Alternate delegate, Steve Fort. Nominating committee representative, Patricia Nash. Braille Revival League of California, president, Frank Welty. Number of members, 26. Number of votes, 5. Delegate, Steve Mendelson. Alternate delegate, Judy Wilkinson. Nominating committee representative, Mike Keithley. California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss, president, Frank Welty. Number of members, 36. Number of votes, 5. Delegate, Frank Welty. Alternate delegate, Olivia Ostergaard. Nominating committee representative, Andy Baracco. CCB students, president, Aaron Espinoza. Members, 18. Number of votes, 5. Delegate, Aaron Espinoza. Alternate delegate, Matthew Gipp. Nominating committee representative, Aaron Espinoza. California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, president, Catherine Schmidt Whitaker. Number of members, 32. Votes, 5. Delegate, Catherine Schmidt Whitaker. Alternate delegate, Eugene Lozano. Nominating committee member and representative, Catherine Schmidt Whitaker. California Diabetics in Action, president, Christy Crespin. Number of members, 14. Number of votes, 5. Delegate, Nellie Emerson. Alternate delegate, Nicolette Noyes. Number of, excuse me, nominating committee representative, Christy Crespin. California Library Users of America, president, Pamela Metz. Number of members, 46. Number of votes, 5. Delegate, Pamela Metz. Alternate delegate, Linda Perel. Nominating committee representative, Pamela Metz. Contra Costa chapter, president, Roxanne Stallings. Home chapter members, 11. Votes, 5. Delegate, Earl Robb. Alternate delegate, Lori Van Allen. Nominating committee representative, Earl Robb. CCB Fresno, president, Sarah Harris. Number of home chapter members, 19. Votes, 5. Delegate, Roger Hood. Alternate delegate, Suzanne Hood. Nominating committee representative, Sarah Harris. Glendale Burbank chapter, president, Anthony J. Signorello. Number of home chapter members, 32. Votes, 6. Delegate, Anthony Signorello. Alternate delegate, Kevin Berkery. Nominating committee representative, Anthony Signorello. Golden State Guide Dog Handlers Incorporated, president, Susan Glass. Number of members, 53. Votes, 5. Delegate, Diane Deutsch. Alternate delegate, Susan Glass. Nominating Committee Representative Susan Glass. Greater Bakersfield Council of the Blind. President Chris Fendrick. Number of home chapter members, 21. Number of votes, 5. Delegate Giovanni Fonseca. Alternate delegate Diane Gonzalez. Nominating Committee Representative Marnie Baca. Greater Los Angeles Chapter, President Steve Bauer. Number of home chapter members, 26. Votes, 5. Delegate Guillermo Robles. Alternate delegate Steve Bauer. Nominating Committee Representative Steve Bauer. CCB High Desert Chapter, President Dorini Dobbins. Home chapter members, 26. Votes, 5. Delegate Bob Acosta. Alternate delegate Ruth Ann Acosta. Nominating Committee Representative Bob Acosta. Inclusive Diversity of California. President Regina Brink. Number of members, 39. Number of votes, 5. Delegate Maria Smith. Alternate delegate Jessica Marquez. Nominating Committee Representative Linda Perel. Inland Empire Chapter, President Christine Bailey. Number of home chapter members, 11. Votes, 5. Delegate Christine Bailey. Alternate delegate Adele Galaviz. Nominating Committee Representative Christine Bailey. Orange County Chapter, President Larry Gassman. Number of home chapter members, 18. Votes, 5. Delegate Phil Obregon. Alternate delegate Andrea DeClotz. Nominating Committee Representative Larry Gassman. Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California. President Paul Patchy Jr. Number of members, 18. Votes, 5. Delegate Paul Patchy Jr. Alternate delegate, none. Nominating Committee Representative Paul Patchy Jr. San Bernardino Council, San Bernardino, California Council of the Blind. President Deborah Gossett. Number of home chapter members, 20. Votes, 5. Delegate Theodore Wilbrecht. Alternate delegate Deborah Gossett. Nominating Committee Representative Theodore Wilbrecht. San Francisco Chapter, President Vita Zavali. Number of home chapter members, 37. Votes, 7. Delegate Shana Ray. Alternate delegate Vita Zavali. Nominating Committee Representative Vita Zavali. San Gabriel Valley Chapter, President Pam Pology. Number of home chapter members, 25. Number of votes, 5. Delegate Gail Crossan. Alternate delegate Nick Guttinger. Nominating Committee Representative Gail Crossan. Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, President Rob Turner. Number of home chapter members, 48. Votes, 10. Delegate Deborah Armstrong. Alternate delegate Mike Keithley. Nominating Committee Representative Rob Turner. Chapters not credentialed. Golden Gate Chapter, Greater Long Beach Chapter, Humboldt Council of the Blind, San Diego Braille Club, and Yosemite Gateway Chapter. This concludes the Credentials Committee report.
Thank you, Frank. Do we have any questions of Frank or of Frank about the credentials report?
We have a hand raised.
Okay.
Robert Wendt, you can unmute.
Go ahead, Robert.
Yep. So I don't know if there's any provision for any exceptions from the floor. My chapter, the two meetings prior to to the convention, my chapter did not have a quorum. So we were unable to do anything. And so I kind of hustled a phone call together to get myself as a delegate, but that was the best I could do. So I'm wondering if there's any provision, and I'm really not certain if there's any provision for being seated in an alternative way.
Not really at this point. We had the deadline of when the credentials needed to be in, and it was put out several times.
I know that.
So unfortunately, there's really, really not a provision for that.
Okay.
Just thought I would ask. You never know.
So it was worth asking. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Do we have any other hands up?
Not at this time.
All right. So again,
wait a minute, Olivia Ostergaard.
All right. Let's go ahead and hear from Olivia.
Thank you, Gabe. Thank you, host. Frank, when do our chapters vote, or have we already voted yet?
If you're an alternate or a delegate alternate, or
I'm an alternate CAAVL.
Okay, so that would be for the elections tomorrow evening, and you would also want to be here on Sunday morning in case anything comes up during any resolution voting.
Okay, but when do our chapters vote? The chapters will vote tomorrow night as well?
Yes.
Okay.
During the elections, there will be the individual vote, and there will be the roll call vote for the
chapters. Okay, so then we should be, our chapter president would be sending us a link for that.
If you're a delegate or an alternate, you should have, well, you would be using the Zoom link that has gone out for that said it's for either Friday night or Sunday. I'll be getting that out to the president's list after the meeting tonight and asking the presidents to make sure that their delegates and alternates have it.
Okay.
As well as I think we're probably going to be sending it to the list again tomorrow.
Okay. All righty. Thank you.
All right. Any other hands raised?
Do I dare say it? Not at this time.
All right. In that case, if there's no
other hands. I did it. I told you. Okay, ending in 155, you may unmute.
Hey, Roger.
It's Roger.
Oh, how do you know?
Why does everybody know my Roger?
Oh.
Well, I had to say something because I'm sitting up here all alone in my empty apartment. And it's really weird to be doing a convention when you're sitting alone in your apartment. Anyway, I guess I just wanted to say that we really need to think about how this is all working in terms of credentialing chapters. I mean, the fact that someone should ask, you know, when do we vote and so forth, is just somehow bothers me, and I think somehow we need to put our hands more directly on these folks, you know, or there needs to be more communication somehow, and I don't know what to do about it because we've always had the problem to one degree or another, but you know, what we just did was make clear that who's supposed to cast the votes for the chapters, and that's what it's going to be. You know, when they call for a certain chapter, the person that said they were the delegate is the person that they want to talk to, and the alternate is the substitute. So,
right.
You know, it's really, it's unfortunate that we have chapters that are not credentialed and that we have, I don't know, just, you know, we need to get the membership committee working. I was going to say when we were talking about legislation that one of the reasons it's so successful is that Alice Turner knows that See's candy works better than vinegar. for those of you who don't know her, she used to work for See's Candy. That's why I said that. But then I also was going to say that when we were talking about the seminar on how the legislature works, I thought that Artis was going to say that she had written a book about that. But she didn't say that. So maybe she did. Maybe she hasn't. I don't know. Anyway, it's been a very interesting evening, and I just hope that we can, if there's anything I can do to help, I'm still here, sort of.
All right.
What's left of me.
Well, thank you, Roger. We appreciate that, and you never know, we may be calling on you, but I would like to say the last couple of years, and for several years, every time we went to a convention, there was times where there was 5, 6, 7 chapters that weren't credentialed for one reason or three others. In the last few years, we've done a pretty good job of making sure.
Sad that it happens that way. Now I know that I still don't know the status of the. What's the name of that? The Golden Gate chapter. Did we mention the Golden Gate chapter?
Well, the Golden Gate chapter did not turn in any membership information this year.
Yeah. Well, we can
talk about that another evening, maybe. Roger, give me a call sometime. We can talk about it.
Yeah. I know. But they, you know, they say they turn them in and we don't get them or something. I don't understand. But anyway, it's something that we should pay attention to. And I was, on the whole, glad to hear that so many people were here, and there were quite a few votes in some of the chapters. Yep. You know, sounds like they got real people in them.
They do. They do.
How about that?
All right, Roger.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks for that.
Right.
Have a good evening. Okay. So unless. What we'll do here, Penny, is we'll say that unless you interrupt me and tell me that there are hands up, we're gonna move and say, actually, I guess we need a motion for the adoption of this report. So do we have anybody that moves adoption?
The chair still moves.
All right. And it was a motion from the chair, so we don't really need don't technically need a second.
Okay.
So unless we get 10 hands that go up objecting to adoption of this report, we will consider it passed. We'll give it maybe 30 seconds. So Penny, if you can keep an eye on that, see if any hands go up. Okay.
Nope.
I'm not hearing you say that any hands are going up. So all right. We have a credentials report. Thank you.
Okay.
And just because we haven't heard from him in so long, I would like to introduce Frank Welty to give us a nominating committee report.
Well, good evening, and it's wonderful to be back. California.
You've been gone so long, we missed you.
Absolutely. You know, I'm just glad to see everybody again. It's just terrific. California Council of the Blind 2022 nominating committee report. The committee chose the following slate of nominees for the CCB offices. President, Gabe Griffith. Second Vice President, Rob Turner. Treasurer, Lisa Presley Thomas. Director 1, Larry Gassman. Director 2, Regina Brink. Director 3, Jeff Tom. Director 4, Andrea DeClos. This concludes the nominating committee report. And I move a do pass.
Thank you, Frank. All right. And can I object to that? Is it too late for me to object?
You'll need 9 other people to get you to help you out. Get that one, Gabe.
All right. So I'm not touching my raise hand thing today. Do we have any questions about that report? Or about the motion for it? Okay. Well, hearing that there are no hands going up for questions, if there are 10 people that object to that report, go ahead and raise your hands. And if we don't have 10 hands go up in the next few seconds, we will consider it adopted. Okay. Hearing no hands going up, I want to say thank you. We'll adopt that slate, and that will be the slate of folks that are automatically placed into nomination tomorrow evening. Just a reminder that anyone can run from the floor. So we'll have nominations from the floor, but that will be the slate of folks that are automatically placed into nomination. Frank, thank you so much for both of those reports. As always, you do a wonderful job with them. And thank you for your clarity on all of that stuff.